What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Screen, the coach of my alma mater, Tennessee State, the man himself, Nolan Sproul, the Boss Man Show. Nolan, man, what is up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just excited, full of excitement and, you know, adrenaline coming off what we just did.
No doubt, man. No, let me ask you this, brother. I know we talked in August about your vision and what you had planned for this year, man. Talk me through it, man. How does it feel knowing that you came here, set out to do something, and you did it in year one?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about the first time, I had high expectations coming into this thing with the guys that I had coming back, the addition of Dante Harris, and then just piecing it all together and just, you know, working every single day on the defense. That was the first thing we worked on, got the offense right. But for most of the season, obviously, it was our offense that was really carrying us. And then the last couple of weeks, we really just locked in and really changed some things defensively that got our defense to a championship level. And I always told my team, look, it's going to be defense. Right now, we're pretty good offensively. We were so defensively. I said, when we decide to talk defensively, when we decide to be in a stance every possession, when we decide to stop wasting possessions and really defend and lock somebody up, y'all going to have a chance to be champions. These guys bought in. They understood the process. They understood that once they officially bought into the defensive end, that it's going to make our offense that much better, but then it's going to make us ultimately become OVC champions. So I think just enjoying the process of this season with this group has been the biggest joy for me, and watching them develop slowly and slowly and slowly, but surely getting better and ultimately becoming OVC champions, regular season and tournament.
Nolan, do you feel like that loss to Tennessee Tech was a turning point of your year? Because a tough loss at home, you made a run, you came back, ended up dropping that game. But I know you lost again, another game in Moorhead. But do you feel like that game on the 2nd of February kind of turned it for you all, get you guys to really, really lock in on, hey, if we lock in, we can run the table and get this double bye and do what we did in Evansville?
Yeah, man, every loss that we had this year was a lesson. I wish I had our schedule sitting somewhere right here. I mean, I can go through every loss and say that every single one of them came at the right time in our season and ultimately helped us become who we were becoming. The Alabama A&M loss, we learned a lot from that one. You know, going into it hot, basically getting embarrassed on the road. We were feeling ourselves too early, right? We got humbled quickly, which was a great lesson for our group that, hey, we're not that good. Right, you ain't just gonna walk in anybody's trap and think that you're just gonna take over. That's not how this works. So again, great learning experience. Jumping ahead, Eastern Illinois, we had a good little run. We were playing well, and obviously the SEMO loss first. SEMO before that one, SEMO going into Christmas break. We had the UNLV win, UT Martin win, start the league out 1-0. Now it's the last game before Christmas break. Now you lose to SEMO and we really didn't show up. Okay, another valuable lesson. Stay locked in. I don't care what's behind that that game. Stay locked in. Fast forward, start playing well again, go on a little bit of a run, go to Eastern Illinois. We're down 26-6, right? You're down 26-6, and now we come back. It's 34-30 at halftime. Okay, y'all can flip the switch, but guess what? Now you done given that team way too much confidence. Now they believe that they can play with you. So now you lose that game. Probably shouldn't have, but again, another valuable learning lesson. Fast forward against the game you're talking about, Tennessee Tech came at another kind of ideal time, but we learned from it. Now we win, go start winning again. Now we have a chance to really take over first place, right? We're in first place for the first time, right? And now we lose to Morehead. Another valuable lesson that even once you get to that status, you can't relax. You can never relax. So then that was like the final boss of lessons for us, right? That was the final boss. No more lessons. At this point in the season, can't need be no more learning. We done learned everything. Y'all learned everything as far as what it takes to be a champion, how you can't relax, how you can't never mentally relax. You might physically not be there, but your mental got to be there no matter who you're playing against. And now defensively after that Morehead game is when we really locked in on the defensive end and started playing defense and ultimately led to us becoming two-time champions this year.
The beauty of sitting on the court is I can hear your guys on defense talking. I can hear them saying, I got you here. Watch this. So, yeah, like you said, defense is about talking. You don't want to get run into a screen and get stonewalled and get a concussion because your man's didn't tell you what happened. And it's seeing your guys switching the right thing, right actions, making sure you get help and you get loading up where you have to. So, about that piece, Nolan, getting your guys in the film room to understand our schemes, understand what we're trying to accomplish on these shooters, and really staying true to our game plan. And not deviate from that and do your own thing.
Yeah. Now our guys, they started to really truly buy into the scouts and understand what we're doing, understanding KYP for us, know your personnel. Our guys, they totally bought in and understand the mission. Even last game versus number three Marshall, right? Their best scorer, best player. Even if it was Deuce, Travis Harper switched onto him, everybody was in help positions to where it was never a 1-on-1 game. You know, that's what Morehead really, in the first game, it was 105 to 100, right? We played 1-on-1 basketball both ways. We scored, they scored. We scored, they scored. All right, well, we're not going to let them play 1-on-1. So now that's where you see the growth in our team, where we made the adjustments defensively, talked, helped each other, knew what we were doing defensively, knew how to peel switch, knew how to do everything, which it's all stuff we worked on. It just officially had to come together and mold into this defense that we feel really great about now.
Especially those active hands, the length you had those active hands. Like when you would go to your press and throw people off and after active hands, call deflections, get easier runouts for yourself, man. It's about the length on defense, really helping you all get early offense for Dante, AK, Deuce, and all those guys, JP, a dunk, you know. So talk about that and Los as well.
Yep. No, I mean, as much as we wanted to be athletic on offense and play fast, you got to use your athleticism and your length on defense. And, you know, I tell my guys, look, be active, be instinctive. If you got a chance to get a hand on the ball, get a hand on the ball. You got help behind you. Like I said, I mentioned peel switching. If you miss it, quickly get back in the play and somebody's going to peel and take yours and you fly to their man, right? Just being able to help each other. And that's where these guys, you know, they feel free that they can be in passing lanes and get deflections.
No doubt, man. And you know what? It's beautiful watching what you guys do on the boards, man, because I've heard you talk about this a million times, the possession game. That's very important. Limiting turnovers and getting offensive rebounds, getting his possession. So talk about having JP down there, Lowe's down there doing their thing, and man, and having, you know, AK jumping as well. Dante getting a few of them, really getting you guys extra possessions to keep on going.
Yeah. I mean, look, the rebounding was everything, you know, in the last couple of weeks. That growth, you know, playing against the UT Martin team, that really lived off the offensive rebounds. They probably one of the best teams in our league and in the country in offensive rebounds. And we held them to one offensive rebound in the first half and did a great job of that in the second half. And this is at their place. And then we just kind of kept building and building on the fact that we're only going to give up one shot.
No doubt, man. And you know, for you, it's always tough when you play a team a third time. They kind of know your calls. You know their calls. So how much do you kind of maybe save and don't show knowing you may see his team again down the road?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely try not to say too much. Play offensively, play instinctively. Our guys know our play calls. They know what we're trying to do based off alignment. And that's where, again, Dante being the floor general, just getting us organized and what we're doing, so we don't have to, show our play card too often.
No doubt, man. And and Dante, man, so amazing, man. Watching him slash and dash, his mid-range game, his three-point game, and then with AK on the other side doing his thing, man. Just having two dynamic scorers with dudes who can pop it from anywhere when you get the ball to him. Love that, man. The optionality you have on that end of the floor as well.
Yeah, man, it's definitely nice to have a three-headed monster like that. All three guys are really big-time players. They're confident. They know they have the freedom to make shots. The best thing all three of them have gotten better as the season gone along is finding each other, knowing each other's strengths, trying to find Travis in transition, get him looks. And when we are running something for him to get a look, let's make sure he gets that ball on time, on target. When it's time for AK to go to work and AK has it going, we have our ISO plays for him and different things. We're open up gaps so he can drive and get to his middies. When it's time for Dante to be in the ball screens, like they know and they respect it and they know, all right, everybody's gonna also make the right play instead of forcing tough twos, and let's find a great shot offensively.
No doubt, man. And you know what? I love the fact that how you guys are so connected, man. Like connectivity, I watch on your bench, man, when I'm at the games or when I watch it on my phone when I'm here in Atlanta, man. It's like, I know it's probably even crazy behind the scenes how tight this brotherhood is, man. And so let's talk about how important it was for you to make sure these guys were connected. You and your staff built relationships with these young men so they trust and believe in you and what you're trying to sell to these guys and help them get to where they want to get, which is now overseas champions.
Yeah, no, I mean that's all. That's really the best and strongest part of your program and your culture is how close you and your players and your staff can get. That was obviously priority for us getting here end of July and August with the staff. It's like, hey, look, get to know these kids, get to know what they like, get to know what gets them going, get to know what makes them mad, get to know what they're doing off the court, get to know them, like, and then they make sure they always feel comfortable. They got a bunch of guys and coaches that they can come and talk to. And then obviously we got to understand the whole mission as a team. The mission is win. The mission is this group told us that they want to go to the NCAA tournament and win. And not just make the NCAA tournament, we want to win in the NCAA tournament. And that's what everyone said. Okay, well now we understand the mission. We understand what y'all are trying to accomplish. We're going to guide y'all in that way, right? And we're going to do it with positivity, with love. We're going to push you. We're going to coach you hard on certain days. If you BS and all right, yeah, we on you. Yeah, but it's coming from a place of love. Right, the way we talk to our players, that's how we were able to just build our culture and build what we wanted around here for these young men to become champions. But for us, it's not champion basketball players. We want them to be champion men, right? When they're champions, when they leave here now, they're gonna carry themselves as so. Man, I'm a champion. So I know how to carry myself. I know how coach wanted me to walk around my head up. Might be having a bad day, man. Pick your head up. Stop looking like that. Like this is how we talk to our guys. Because at the end of the day, when they go into the real world, they gotta be prepared. And the icing on the cake is the fact that they are a champion. They're a champion on the court. Like, yeah, carry yourself as so.
And Nolan, I know some unsung hero of your staff is Locke, man. He stayed over from Penny's staff. I thought you took over. How important was he to you, for you, Vince, Delonte, and DeMar, helping you guys get acclimated to TSU and introduce you all to people? And how important was he to your all's run this year, keeping them on, man?
Man, Locke was the real MVP, and that's why I kind of when choosing who to keep on in the conversations, Locke was that guy, and just A, his mom is a legend on this campus. He grew up on this campus, and for me and the mission that I had coming here, I wanted a guy that cared as much as he cares. Right, he wore the jersey. He played in the Gentry. He was a little snotty-nosed kid running around the Gentry Center. Right, that care factor was 100% there. And I mean, even just seeing him after we accomplished, you could tell it was deeper for him. Right, and that care factor is big for our players, for us, even us as coaches. Like at the end of the day, when you wore the jersey at the school, it just means a little bit more to him than it does to us. Right. And that's no slight saying that we didn't care, but you get what I'm saying. Like when you wore the jersey, it's just different.
No
It's
doubt.
just different. And B Lock carried himself this year. It was an honor to have him on our staff. He was big time.
And Nolan, like, you know, for me, my dad went to Tennessee State, went to Tennessee A&I, actually. My dad went there. My mom got her degree from TSU, and I got two degrees from TSU. So I was there in 94 as a ball boy when they went to the tournament then. So to see this happen, me having my birthday on Wednesday, man, seeing what you all did, man, for me, it's like full circle because I was around when it happened in 94 to now seeing what happened, man, it's lovely to see, brother. It really is.
Sir, I appreciate you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, man, it's beautiful, man. And talk about this, man. You were 10-2 in Gentry, brother. And talk about that environment in Gentry when the band gets going, the fans, and I'll see you from some games, tell them to get up and make some more noise for you, man. How's that environment in there, man, them 12 games you played there this year, brother?
Yeah, man, I truly enjoyed it. It was my wife and my family enjoyed it the most. Pretty much when I'm coach, I really don't lie, I really don't hear much or see much. But I felt the energy, you know, and on many, many different occasions. You know, it was a fun place to be. I continue to see it grow. The energy grew as the season went on, which was really fun to watch. And I look forward to next year.
No doubt. And last one I got for you, man, is the alignment between you yourself, Dr. Allen, and President Tucker. How important is that alignment, man, and knowing that these brothers have your back and want you to succeed and being there for you and then you needed for this program, man, to make sure you all could accomplish what you accomplished on Saturday night in Evansville?
Yeah, no, it's so important, man. When you're president, your athletic director, and your head men's basketball coach are all on the same page, same one accord. Man, it's everything. They want to win. I want to win. They want to do whatever it takes to win. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to win. So again, ain't nothing but winners linking up and getting the job done. And I think that's what we have to look forward to for the future.
No doubt, brother. I'll see you Sunday at whatever party we have. I'll be there. I'll be dropping up Sunday morning for that possession Sunday, man. So, man, give it the great work, my brother. Glad we have you, man. And keep doing your thing. Keep on chopping wood. And let's keep it going, bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, my guy.
Anytime, folks. Don't forget on the Bossman Show for my alma mater, Tennessee State.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, Get The King Out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at BossManShow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.